With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Housing, child care, substance use, and mental health are top priorities for the Oneida County Health Department. It's sharing its updated community health improvement plan this week. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Every 5 years, the Oneida County Health Department updates its Community Health Improvement Plan. The latest plan took about 2 years to produce and was based off community feedback. Maria Otterholt is the Oneida County Community Health Specialist.
It actually stems from our community health assessment, which is where we really survey the community and different stakeholders, local leaders, and get input on what they see might be areas for improvement in Oneida County. And that rolls us into our CHIP. So every 5 years we complete this, and then we get new health priorities and new areas that we're going to focus ahead.
From that assessment, there were four clear areas that Oneida County needs improvement in: housing, child care, substance use, and mental health. Otterholt says housing and child care were two focus areas that hadn't been addressed in the past by the health department.
So this is really looking at a deeper picture, and this is what we're going to be diving into during our community launch here coming up on Wednesday the 13th. And it allows us to look into, why is child care important? Why is it important that kiddos can receive good quality care and early education, which in turn allow mom or dad or whoever their guardian is to enter the workforce and be able to feel safe and go to a job and know that their kiddos are safe as well?
Tomorrow's launch event is being held at Nicolay College Northwood Center from 3 to 5 p.m. Different experts within the community will share where the community is at with these different focus areas and what they'll be working on for the next 5 years.
And then for our areas such as housing, that is a brand new initiative here, and we don't have a coalition, we'll kind of start by talking about why this is going to be a health priority for us, what data supported that, and what we're going to do moving forward.
The event is free. People are asked to RSVP. We have a link to do so at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Flags will be lowered in Oneida County this Thursday in honor of Rhinelander's assistant fire chief. Dan Bauer died November 2nd from a massive heart attack, according to the Rhinelander Fire Department. Bauer served the Rhinelander Fire Department for nearly 19 years as a firefighter and paramedic. In the post announcing his death, the fire department said Bauer's loss leaves a hole in the department and their lives, calling him the heartbeat of the department. A memorial fund has been set up with People's State Bank in Rhinelander. College funds for each of his four children have also been set up. There will be a visitation and memorial service for Bauer this Thursday. You can find details at WXPR.org. At the request of local state lawmakers, Governor Tony Evers authorized flags to be flown and half-staff from sunrise to sunset this Thursday in honor of Bauer. The Wisconsin Supreme Court's justices will decide the fate of a law from the mid-1800s, which could impact abortion access in Wisconsin. Judith Ruiz Branch has this update.
A circuit court determined last year that an 1849 law doesn't apply to medically consented abortions in Wisconsin. The high court heard arguments Monday about whether a 1985 state law overrides the older one, allowing abortions before the point at which a fetus could survive outside the womb. Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, says while the impact of this case is critically important, even if the 1849 law is determined to be unenforceable, returning to the status quo would mean a dire landscape for abortion access.
Even though abortion is technically available at clinics in Wisconsin right now, it's heavily restricted because of insurance and Medicaid prohibitions. People have to pay out of pocket for a service that should be covered by insurance.
The 1849 law, which was brought to light after Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, prompted a statewide freeze on abortion services for more than a year. Higgins says if Wisconsin's high court rules the law still applies today, the state would be looking at another abortion freeze. Abortion access disproportionately affects those who are already the most marginalized, Higgins says. She notes while people from all walks of life may find themselves needing abortion care, factors like poverty and racism make it much harder for some to achieve reproductive autonomy compared to those with more economic and social resources.
Those effects make it much harder for folks to be able to access contraceptive care, be in relationships that are stable and healthy and communicative, be able to see past the end of the day, right, into one's future. If you are, again, sort of focused mostly on your own economic scarcity or figuring out how to feed your kids or figuring out how not to get evicted.
The 1976 Hyde Amendment, established 3 years after Roe v. Wade, prohibits the use of federal funds for abortion. Higgins says she hopes federal lawmakers will focus more on this amendment when considering the barriers to abortion care. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Events large and small took place across north-central Wisconsin to honor veterans. Veterans Day took place yesterday. Birchwood Highlands in Weston saw dozens from the community show up to support area veterans. The celebration happens yearly and gives the veterans a special moment to be recognized for their sacrifices. Organizers put this together not only to honor the veterans who show up, but the ones who couldn't make it. Ambassador Cheryl Surface.
For me, it has a great importance. My father was killed in the war and has a book written about him. My stepfather was in the war. My husband was in the service. And we wouldn't be here today if we didn't have our veterans. We wouldn't have our freedom if we didn't have our veterans.
Ambassador Sharon Ryer Ortel.
It's very important for these gentlemen and women who have served us to be honored.
Students from Weston Elementary came to the event with handwritten letters for the veterans. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.